graft, corruption, nepotism, sexual misconduct. UN report blasts Palestinian Refugee Agency. By Simon Kent on July 30, 2019. An internal ethics report has alleged mismanagement and abuses of authority at the highest levels of the special UN agency for Palestinian refugees 1 year after the Trump administration suspended a $125 million contribution to its work. The allegations included in the confidential report by the agency's ethics department are now being scrutinized by UN investigators. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, said it is cooperating fully with the investigation and that it cannot comment in detail because the probe is outgoing, AFP reports. AFP has seen the report, which describes credible and corroborated allegations of serious ethical abuses, including involving UNRWA's top official, Commissioner General Pierre Krahenbuhl. It alleges senior management had been engaging in sexual misconduct, nepotism, retaliation, discrimination and other abuses of authority, for personal gain, to suppress legitimate dissent, and to otherwise achieve their personal objectives. The report drew an immediate response from the U.S. mission to the UN. "We are deeply troubled by allegations of ethics violations and abuses of authority at UNRWA. We look forward to full transparency and accountability following the UN investigation." U.S. Mission to the UN, at USIN, July 30, 2019. One senior official named in the report has left the organization due to inappropriate behavior linked to the investigation, UNRWA said, while another has resigned for what the agency called personal reasons. UNRWA runs camps and projects for so-called Palestinian refugees in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. On its website, UNRWA claims 5.1 million refugees are covered by our protection mandate, purportedly including about 500,000 in Lebanon. Over the years, it has been accused of supporting terrorism and teaching anti-Semitism to Palestinian children. In 2013, Breitbart News exposed a UNRWA summer program that was indoctrinating Palestinian children to hate Jews. President Donald Trump and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley hinted previously funding could be withheld from the Palestinians due to Palestinian leaders' criticism of the administration's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and their refusal to resume peace negotiations. They followed through with that last January and stopped all U.S. contributions to the agency. Haley saw that decision vindicated by the new report. "This is exactly why we stopped their funding." Nikki Haley, at Nikki Haley, July 29, 2019. UNRWA employs around 30,000 people, mostly Palestinians, and its UN mandate is set to be debated later this year. AFP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.